Hi, folks. Welcome. Thanks for joining us on The Cream of the Crop, a podcast dedicated to agriculture. We talk to top leaders, share top ideas, and discuss top trends and products. We get to the heart of ag and put the issues on the table.
Welcome to The Cream of the Crop podcast. I'm Bristol Wells, and we are doing a segment on women in ag. Today, I have Elizabeth McQuaid McIntyre, who is the Farm and Packing Facility Manager at Anna's Garden.
Good morning, Bristol.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well today. It's rainy here, and I'm getting ready for my audit on Thursday, but I'm happy to be with y'all.
That sounds fun. I am going to let you just share a little bit about how you got into farming and how you got to where you're at today.
Well, I am a retired English teacher, and I met a gentleman named Steve McIntyre in the alley by his office on Christmas Eve. And so we spoke and met there. I knew who he was, and he knew who I was, but we had never really been in the same running circles, I guess you would say. So I went on home, and later that evening, he called me and said he hoped I'd have a nice Christmas and that kind of thing. Actually, he told me he was stalking me. But I don't know that that was necessarily true. At any rate, we began seeing one another, and that's how we first met. He was just beginning to be in the blueberry world, so to speak. So when you're first dating, oh, everything's fun, and I'd pick up stumps and do all these little things, you know, and that kind of stuff, and help plant the first 4 acres that we had. And then time moved on, and I became the food safety manager for Anna's Garden and did the first audit and the first harvesting, which I remember our first harvest was 842 pounds. I thought that was absolutely wonderful.
That's awesome.
And so we marketed with that time Sunny Ridge, and then time just moved on and we planted more acres, and then I was in charge of planting 40 acres. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I just kind of by turn of events became the farm manager. And in 2015, Steve decided that I knew entirely too much and he would need to marry me to keep from all of my knowledge going somewhere else.
So that's so how we do
married,
it.
We married in August of 2015 at our favorite little pizza joint. It was a surprise to everyone but our family. And we had a lifelong friend of Steve's, a judge, to marry us and our pastor. And they met at the pizza place, and we had a little buffet pizza. And if you happened to be there that night to eat at Cirillo's in Fitzgerald, Georgia, you got in on the wedding.
How fun!
It was a lot of fun and a big surprise to a lot of people. And all our family was able to be there, our sons and daughters and grandchildren, and my mother, which was really special for me because she'd been having some health issues. So I learned how to drive a tractor, get my pesticide license, and he and I share this journey in different ways. We both think of it very differently. He is a dreamer. I am becoming one. But collectively, we're strong together, and we look forward to the future of Anna's Garden and Mallard Point Packing.
That's awesome. It's been
a great relationship and something I never would have thought would have happened in my life. It's a great journey together.
So you weren't born into ag?
No, I was not born into ag. I was born into two working parents. My dad worked for the railroad. My mama worked at the bank. And I had two brothers, and we grew up. My grandfather had some pecan trees. My dad took that over, and we did our part, you know, with picking up pecans and helping with those kind of things. And as my parents moved out to that farm, my dad continued with the pecan trees, but I had gone off to school. I had had a family. I was teaching school, but we always set aside time to go back to Waycross, Georgia to help him with that harvest. But it was nothing that I saw as a career of any kind. I just figured I'd spend my life in teaching and maybe be a principal one day, which never happened. So this avenue has been a wonderful surprise for me in my
life. That's awesome. How many acres is Anna's Garden now?
We have 74, started 73. Out with four, and now we have 74 acres, and 60 are harvesting this year. We have 13 that are new, and so we're still working to get them ready to harvest, but we have 60 acres that are harvesting this year.
So for those listeners that may not know the story of Anna's Garden, you guys just grow blueberries, correct?
We just grow blueberries.
Okay.
Steve is involved in McIntyre Turf, which is a turf grass business,
mm-hmm.
but I am strictly on the blueberry side of things.
No turf for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, being a woman, we both work in the agriculture industry, and this podcast is about highlighting just impactful women in the industry. So obviously, with being a woman, there are some challenges in our industry. What are some of those that you have maybe faced, especially since this is something that's relatively new to you? You haven't done it your whole life. What are some difficulties that as a woman you have faced recently?
Well, I think from the get-go was people were not ready to take seriously that I was as involved in Anna's Garden as I was and continue to be. I mm-hmm. think they thought I was the person sent to the meeting to get information and come back and share it and that kind of thing. It took a little bit of time for me to meet people, introduce myself to people. So I think not being taken seriously is one thing. You just feel deep down, I think, that you really have something to prove.
Yeah.
You may not verbalize that, but mm-hmm. deep down, you know that you do have something to prove and you are valuable to the farming industry no matter what avenue you have taken in that industry. And by golly, I'm going to show these people that I have something to offer.
Yep.
And I can do this job.
It sounds like Mr. Steve knew that.
Yes, I think he did. And I also think you may have to be able to be willing to move from a comfortable location. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, want to stay near home, which I think that's wonderful. But sometimes if you're going to be in the ag business, you've got to step out. You've got to say, I think I'm willing to move away, take this job, even if the long range plan is to come back maybe to a family farm.
That's good advice.
I think, you know, people can go right into the family farm and it works beautifully. And then for some, I think they have to prove it to themselves that they mm-hmm. can do somewhere else besides a family that kind of has to take them in, you know?
Yeah.
And so they are willing to step outside that box. And I think that's very helpful for women to be able to say, hey, I'm going to go here for a year and see how it is to work for somebody else. And to see what I can learn from them. And then maybe the day will come when I can bring it back to my farm or I can have my own company or those kind of things. So I think that is something that is maybe a difficulty to just get out of our familiar surroundings and bite the bullet and say, hey, I'm out here and this is what I can do.
Yeah, I think that's good advice for all aspects of life, not even just farming.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So for women in ag, and you're talking about getting out, stepping out of your comfort zone, what's something that like we as women should focus more on, like focus more on doing in the ag industry?
Well, I think we should be well read. I think mm-hmm. we should be willing to, I guess for a better term, maybe make a mistake to learn something.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should be willing to talk to people that maybe we've held a little bit off because we think we have nothing to bring to that conversation. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to come into it with the fact that we know anything. We can just say, I've read about you, I've heard about you, I value your opinion on this. You know, do you have any advice you would give me? And I think going to meetings, becoming involved in what area of ag you're in, your associations, your committees, your area, meet people. Don't be hesitant to go up to somebody and say, I'm Beth McQuaid McIntyre, and I'm farm manager at Anna's Garden Blueberries, and I don't believe I've ever met you before, but what do you do? And, you know, that kind of thing. So I love to meet people mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So it doesn't bother me to do that, really. I know for some people it is hard to do, to just go up and introduce yourself to people, but still go places, look, watch, write down people's names that you meet. Think about the people on the program and can you contact them for any reason? I've contacted a lot of people who probably thought, oh my gosh, I don't even know this woman. But just to make a contact And just in case you needed advice or you needed to get in touch with somebody else, I met Kaylee Norris at a HACCP training and knew that she was with Highland Hub. Just heard her talk a little bit about the program there and the things that Highland had to offer. So after that meeting, I went up to her. I said, I'm Beth and Craig McIntyre. I'm interested in your company and what y'all do. What do I need to do? And she was willing to stay late that day and show me some things and just talk to me about my farm and how I would fit into ag. Mm-hmm. So that would never have happened if I had not approached her and if she had not been willing to spend that extra time with me. And it's been a wonderful relationship with Highland Hub and Highland Ag since that day in Tifton, Georgia.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and I have enjoyed knowing her. You know, she's helped me in a lot of ways. She was my consultant in my audit last year, so I'm feeling pretty confident this year.
Well, we're confident.
You know, I'm nervous, but I am confident. And there are a lot of ways that you can find yourself in situations that you can make the best of.
Yeah, that's so funny that you brought up Kaylee. I was just thinking today before we hopped on the podcast, my first day in the office at Highland, which I actually started at Highland through a blueberry grant, and I was helping do some work with blueberries.
How about
so,
that?
And then my first day in the office, Kaylee came to me and said, I have this precious lady in Georgia that needs somebody to look through her stuff. Here you go. Do this. Let me know what questions you have. So you were the first account that I had ever worked with.
Oh, how about that?
And you're the sweetest. I was like, I'm going to love my job.
Oh, well, I hope so. You have certainly been a wonderful person for me to contact and great support. Even though we've never really met each other in person, mm-hmm. I can't wait until we do one day.
I know. I can't wait either. Is there a woman, since we're talking about like making these connections and stuff, is there a woman who has inspired you or like a story that you could share about maybe when you think like, oh, I need some motivation, let me think about this woman who did something awesome that stuck with me for a long time.
As a matter of fact, I do. And her name is Brittany Lee. And she's the former president of the Florida Blueberry Growers Association. And I have read about her several years ago. She actually is connected with Highland. And I was yep. reading about her in what she does with irrigation and moisture sensors and that kind of thing. She has an amazing farm in Florida, mm-hmm. and she's actually a big Gator fan, so I know Kaylee would love that.
Go Gators,
and,
right?
She has every building on her farm is painted orange and or blue, and, you know, it's pretty cool. But she has a very innovative spirit. She's perseverant. She's committed to having a great farm and willing to take some risks and that kind of thing. So I was finally able to meet her at a Demand American Grown meeting in Lakeland, Florida. With
that's where I live.
Yeah, well, that's where I met her. And our farm has continued to be involved in that initiative. And I was able to contact her, and we were able to tour her farm. And I appreciated that. And she is just an inspiration to me. She is innovative, and she just is willing to try things to have the best farm and the best product she can be. She was gracious. She's smart. She's proud of her family heritage in that farm. And so I gain inspiration from her.
Awesome.
I finally told her that. But I think about her a lot. I still have the first article I ever read about her. And when I read that article, I thought, I'm going to meet that woman one day. And I got to do that. So she is still my inspiration.
I love that. And I love how, like, women in ag, like, in so many industries, I feel like age is a really important thing. And I feel like in ag, with women, it's not about, like, are you a first-generation farmer? Are you 20? Are you 50? Like, that doesn't matter. It's just, like, are you interested in bettering agriculture and you're a woman? It's like an automatic family kind of thing. I'm sure when you met her, it was like you had known her forever.
Right? It was. And I was so impressed with her. And, of course, she has played a big role in Demand American Grown and mm-hmm. working with not only Florida blueberry producers, but fruit and vegetable producers to help our markets not be invaded by foreign fruit at the time that we're blowing and going. So Florida is really leading the way in that initiative, to tell you the truth. And I actually have Demand American Grown labels that are going on my box this year and those kind of things. So she was a real inspiration to be committed to that as well.
I love that. And you were saying about the markets and how Demand American Grown is doing so much for you guys. It kind of leads me to be interested in a little bit about just your character and what is your coping mechanism in the hard times? Because I know you and I have talked before where there was issues about labor or about prices, and it's never an easy job, right? So what are those coping mechanisms when things do get tough?
Well, it is not easy. And what Steve and I both have found is what you're worrying about last year will not even be what you're worrying about the next year. So the challenges change year after year. It might be water. It might be your irrigation. It might be workers. This year it's H2A labor and the COVID virus and those kind of things. But basically, my faith motivates me daily and is my coping mechanism. I am blessed to be where I am on this beautiful farm, spent my husband's family 75 plus years. So I can't help but be motivated in that and realize that I'm blessed to be here. Now, Steve and I have a philosophy that the farm, and I'm speaking of the blueberries specifically, it's not ours. It was loaned to us by our maker. And so we're to be good stewards of that no matter what happens. And so the outcome each year may be good, it might be not so good, it might be wonderful. But the pride we have in the farm and the hard work we continue to give never wavers. And when things do come up, we discuss it. We look for help from others if need be. We read about it. We talk about, okay, what's going to happen if this happens? What are we going to do if this happens? Mm-hmm. What's the worst that can happen? What's the best that can happen? So my faith, as well as being able to be on this journey with Steve, is really what motivates and helps me cope. Now, we both have our days.
We all do.
You know, I don't like this, he doesn't like that, or whatever. But we made a pact when we first started working together that we would not let this business come between our relationship. We have a personal relationship, we have a business relationship. And so far, we've been able to stick to that. Everybody can't do it, but for us, it works great.
That's so cool. I love that. So what is one thing that you've had to adopt recently to pretty much keep your seat at the table of agriculture, maybe like being more innovative or technology, or what is that thing for your operation?
Well, it began last year, really, when I hooked up with Highland Hub. And I'm able to keep my spray records and things like that in my computer. I can do it from my phone. I can talk to my harvest manager and I can fill out the pre-harvest inspection. I can keep up with my chemicals. I can keep up with employee records and things of that nature. So that was the first thing last year that we did to really step into a more technology-oriented world. I tend to be a little digitally challenged, as you can know, but I've learned a lot and I have good support. For this year, the major thing we did was we committed to harvest with our machine the entire season. We decided that at the end of the season last year. We had had some issues with H2A workers. Steve and I looked at each other when the season was over and I said, we have a harvester. And we're going to use it. We have a harvester from Haven Harvesters in Michigan. We ended up selling the one we've had last year. And so we went to Michigan. They helped us and let us tweak the one we had and add some more things. And that has been a game changer for us this year. We can harvest when we want to. I have five people on the harvester. If it's going to rain this afternoon, which it is, I could harvest this morning. If it rains this morning and the sun comes out, the wind blows, I can start harvesting at 5 or 6 o'clock if I need to. Mm-hmm. And that harvester always cranks, and it's easy to clean. Well, Nathan might disagree with me on that, but it's been a game changer for us. I don't have to wait on people. I don't have to wonder if people are coming to work. I don't have to wonder where they've been this year, especially. Or where they're going when they leave home because I don't have housing on my farm. Mm-hmm. So for me, this year, that has been what is keeping us at the table. That is the biggest thing that's keeping us at the table this year.
So they do say the hardest part about running a business is the people, right? Waiting on people to show up.
That's exactly right. Especially pickers.
Yes. You know?
And also, the harvester can pick in probably 6-7 hours what pickers would do in 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow. So it's really helping your productivity.
It has definitely changed how we do things and what we do. And that helps our ability to pack because we can take from the field what we're going to pack that day, what we need for our local sales, or if we're taking them to a farmer's market or whatever, and then they can continue on. They can deliver to the packing facility. We can get them cooled down, and they're still packing.
Yeah.
So it works out extremely well.
Well, I'm really glad that that's been beneficial for you guys because you are running the packing and the farm, so that's certainly helpful. What is one piece of advice that you would share for women that are in your shoes right now?
For me, I think it would be to value yourself and what you do.
That's good.
Think about what you and you alone have to offer to farming industries, the technology with farming, the research in farming, the actual physical labor of farming, whatever it is that you are involved in that involves agriculture, know that you have something to offer. Now, I have a t-shirt that I enjoy wearing that somebody gave me, and it says, if I had a cape and a nice tiara, I could save the world.
I love that.
That's right. So I've kind of rewritten it, I guess. And if I have a tractor and an acre of land, I can save the world.
Yeah, I think so, you should make t-shirts and sew them. I would buy one that said that.
But I really do believe it's important to value who you are, not only in ag, everywhere.
That's awesome.
We have a place, a very strong place in this world, in agriculture, in any business. And if you don't value yourself and your education or your experience or the fact that you are important and have something to say about this issue, then it's never really probably going to work. Now, I tend to be pretty forthright. I just think that's probably the most important thing. Yes, I'm scared. There's many days I'm scared. There's many days I'm unsure, but I'm not going to let anybody know it.
You're not going to quit.
I'm not quitting. I believe that I have brought something to agriculture, and I believe that I will continue to bring something to agriculture as long as I value who I am and ready and prepare.
I know you have certainly impacted me and my start in the ag industry, so you are doing an amazing job, and I'm so thankful for your advice.
Thank you very much. Those are kind words.
It's very helpful. It's so helpful to us to be able to just hear just a piece of your wisdom. So we are so thankful that you hopped on today, and it was so nice getting to chat with you, and good luck on your audit. Let us know how
it
goes.
Thank you very much. I'm planning on doing well, even though I'm a little nervous inside. I'm confident on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. And I appreciate being considered the cream of the crop. That's a real compliment. And I thank you for that.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more episodes of our Women in Ag segment.
Thank you for joining us today. This podcast has been a presentation of Haz Media, copyright 2020, all rights reserved. Be sure to follow us on social media on Instagram and Facebook at Highland Ag Solutions and catch the video presentation of this podcast on our YouTube channel.